Well, was the founder of Telegram, Pavel Durov, arrested in France at the behest of the U.S. government, who perhaps was working on behalf of Israel? This is a relevant question, and here is why. Durov was arrested in France this weekend because they say Telegram has insufficient moderation and is widely used by criminals. They say that because Telegram's operational policies, meaning it does not censor and does not cooperate with law enforcement, means that it indirectly supports illicit activities. But Telegram is the one social network that has not played ball in censoring leaked emails and leaked documents from Israel. WikiLeaks and the Israeli paper Haaretz are reporting that due to a massive hack of the Israeli government, Israel is trying to censor the whole internet. Here is the story from WikiLeaks saying, because of this, Israel hackers stealing troves of sensitive Israeli data, that Israel is now just waging war on the whole internet. Here is the full and extensive report from Haaretz. Now, take a look at this for a second. Look at the date on this, published October 21st, days before the Telegram founder was arrested. And in the lead, it is very clear that Telegram is the place that Israel is not able to control. It says links allowing anyone to download these breached files published on Telegram. Now, what they say here is that it was from Iran, but the story does not prove that, so it's not corroborated. Here is they say who they say the hackers are, that the hackers are pro-Palestinian forces that are often fronts for Iran's semi-official cyber intelligence hackers. They present this with no proof, so we don't know who did it. We just know that it's people with an anti-Israel bent. So, or maybe even not an anti-Israel bent, they just want Israel to do better. That's possible too. People, a lot of Israelis are anti-Israeli government, so let's keep that in mind. Now, later in the piece, we see just how much Telegram is resisting censorship from Israel. It says sources explain that Google or Meta will take down a page if it is shown to be directly linked to Hamas. Amazon will remove a website for hosting terrorist materials. On Telegram, content cannot be taken down with such arguments. Only clearly stolen goods will be taken down, making content claims that only effective route for Israel's legal authorities. The data speaks for itself. According to official numbers provided by Israel, the Justice Ministry has sent Facebook over 40,000 successful requests to remove content, illegal content. They are not pro or anti-Israel posts, but rather content that is illegal by Western standards. Even TikTok has taken down 20,000 posts. Telegram, however, just 13,000.
You missed a word. Even TikTok has taken down over 20,000 posts that were flagged by Israel.
By Israel. Yeah. So these are the social networks that are playing ball, doing what Israel wants. Telegram is not. Is this a coincidence? How does that feel to you? So Haaretz exposes just how much the Israeli government can't control Telegram. And then a few days later, the founder is arrested in France. And again, they say because of the insufficient moderation that is widely used by criminals. But WhatsApp is also widely used by criminals. So is Facebook, Twitter, although they say that they are after those things and trying to clean it up. But why haven't those platforms had arrests of their CEOs when they fly into the European Union, specifically France? Here's what Elon Musk says about it. When this post asked, why didn't Mark Zuckerberg get arrested for having child predators on his platforms, Elon Musk says because he's already caved into censorship pressure. Instagram has massive child exploitation problems, but no arrests because he censors free speech and gives government backers access to user data. In other words, Zuckerberg plays ball. Durov was not. Here's what conservative David Sachs said about the U.S. involvement, which again is just conjecture at this point. We're just asking the question because the timing is so suspicious. Using allied countries to circumvent First Amendment protections is the new rendition. Well, is France an ally to the United States? Yes. And has the United States shown an appetite to control Telegram? Absolutely yes. Durov explained this to Tucker Carlson just a few weeks ago. Watch this.
We get too much attention from the FBI, the security agencies, wherever we came to the U.S. So to give you an example, last time I was in the US, I brought an engineer that is working for Telegram, and there was an attempt to secretly hire my engineer behind my back by cybersecurity officers or agents, wherever they are called.
The US government tried to hire your engineer?
That's my understanding. That's what he told me.
To write code for them or to break into Telegram?
They were curious to learn which open source libraries are integrated to the Telegram's app, you know, on the client side, and they were trying to persuade him to use certain open source tools that he would then integrate into the Telegram's code that, in my understanding, would serve as backdoors.
Would allow the U.S. government to spy on people who use Telegram?
The U.S. government, or maybe any other government, because a backdoor is a backdoor regardless of who is using it.
That's right. And you're, that's a little surprising to hear. Maybe it's not surprising. It's offensive. You're confident that happened?
Yes. There is no reason for my engineer to make up the stories. Also because I personally experienced similar pressure in the U.S. Whenever I would go to the U.S., I would have two FBI agents greeting me at the airport, asking questions. One time I was having my breakfast at like 9 a.m. and the FBI showed up at my house that I was renting. And that was quite surprising. And I thought, you know, we're getting too much attention here. It's probably not the best environment to run.
Why would the, had you committed a crime?
No. They were interested to learn more about Telegram. They knew I, you know, left Russia. They knew what we were doing, but they wanted details. And my understanding is that they wanted to establish a relationship to kind of, in a way, control Telegram better. I understand that they were doing their job. It's just that for us running a privacy-focused social media platform, that probably wasn't the best environment to be in. We want to be focused on what we do, not on government relations of that sort.
Government relations.
Yes, that is funny, right? Government relations. You want an example of how the government wants relations with social media? Look no further than this declaration from Twitter executive Yoel Roth. We showed you this last year, dated December of 2020. Look it up for yourself. He admits here that he had weekly meetings with the Director of National Intelligence, Department of Homeland Security, the FBI, and industry peers. He admits weekly meetings. So we know that the United States wants these kind of relationships with social media networks. And when they don't get them, ellipsis. Here we are. Fill in the blank, right? So would the government, the U.S. government, do this on behalf of Israel when it looks like they're pretty motivated to want to do this without Israel? Would they both do it? These are relevant questions and we just don't know. It's worth noting that Durov is a Russian-born citizen of Russia, but he had French citizenship, which he obtained, maybe he shouldn't have, in 2021. Russia is trying to get answers about why France is detaining one of their own. And France is saying, we don't have to answer to you because he has French citizenship, and we perceive that as precedential. Now, according to the New York Post, he left Russia in 2014 because he refused to hand over encrypted user data to Russian officials, which he then later on went on to sell. But it's not the Russian government that arrested him. They're the only ones speaking for him. In fact, French President Macron is saying, here's what he said about this on X. This is a translation of his post. And he's saying, well, you know, it's part of an ongoing judicial information. It has nothing to do with a political decision. It's up to the judges. But in France, are you not allowed to know when there's an ongoing investigation around you? Because Telegram is saying he didn't know that he was in any kind of hot water at all. That's why he went to France. The EU is also not about to push back on this. They're saying, yeah, sorry, we don't comment on individual cases or ongoing investigations. And this is a question for the relevant member state. So, okay, here are two more relevant posts I'd like to share with you about this. The first is from the account End Wokeness about free speech platforms currently under attack. They talk about here Can we go further to the next one? Are you able? Yes. Okay. UK mass arrest for citizens for memes. France arrests the founder of Telegram. Ireland tries to ban mean memes. Brazil, X has to flee because they won't comply with censorship. EU tries to blackmail Elon Musk. The United States, Colonel McGregor is doing the same. The United States, the Department of Justice jails someone for a meme. In Colombia, Maduro blocks all access to X. Free speech is under attack across the globe. Now is the time to fight. If they win, there's no going back. I feel that in my bones. Please join me in being outraged about this, because if we have enough of a backlash about this, maybe we can change it. Maybe something will happen. And I want to leave you with this warning by Edward Snowden, who continues to have I told you so moments. I would say this guy nails it every time, earned himself some I told you so's, don't you think? That guy's book, that guy's leaks, they held up. He says, first they came for TikTok. I did not speak out because I was not 12 years old. Then they came for the Telegram and I did not speak out because I was using some other app or something. I don't know. Then they came for literally every other platform for dissent and I did not speak out because, bro, how the heck? He didn't say heck. Could I? That's the entire point. Wake up. I don't know what wah
He's
means.
Just saying, wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up.
Okay.
Entire point. Wake up, everyone. Wake okay. up. That's well, what Colonel that's McGregor like, just said. Wake up.
Oh, that's a repeating a little positive, code. I get it.
I mean, this is kind of a positive thing in a way, because they're fighting so hard against free speech, which means we're winning. We're winning, so they want to take our victory away by getting rid of what we've been saying. Because, like, you can see on some of these platforms, these narratives are coming out, and they're not going any further anymore. Like we're
right.
On to
well,
them.
And you think about the journalists that we respect that have a large Telegram presence, such as Vanessa Bealey and Eva Bartlett and people like that, who we can actually get the truth that because of Telegram. So yes, maybe that means we're winning, or they're more upset about it than ever. But let us know what you think. Who done it at this point? There are credible reasons to pull threads that lead to Western governments. So let us know what you think.